Some of us sentimentalists believe that baseball says more about America than most major sports. Some weeks we have to concede that what the game says is unfathomable. Dusty Baker, the Chicago Cubs manager who's managing the National League All-Stars next Tuesday, the only way a Cub can, because he managed the team that won last year's pennant, the San Francisco Giants, honored reporters with what's being called the white man will team theory. Quote, "It's easier for most Latin guys and most minority people to play in this heat," said Mr. Baker, who was African-American. "Most of us come from heat. We were brought over here for the heat, right? Isn't that history? Weren't we brought over here because we can take the heat?" Mr. Baker was speaking at more or less the same time George W. Bush, the former owner of the Texas Rangers, was speaking at Senegal's Gori Island, where he called the slave trade one of the greatest crimes of history. But when Mr. Bush owned part of the Texas Rangers, he traded Sammy Sosa, who now plays for Dusty Baker, which raises this question. What did the president know, and when did he know it? About corked bats. "Our skin color is more conducive to heat than it is for lighter-skinned people, right?" Mr. Baker added. Many news accounts have quoted medical studies showing that heat stroke seems to affect all races equally. Now, other people in sports have been fired for saying such things, but Mr. Baker's players have supported him. In fact, his two best pitchers, Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor, are white, and figure their manager might give them August off. Also this week, Pittsburgh Pirates first baseman Randall Simon, who is no relation, at least to me, was fined for plonking an Italian sausage. The sausage was a mascot costume inhabited by 19-year-old Mandy Block, who was running in a promotional race between innings at the Milwaukee ballpark against a mascot hot dog, a bratwurst, and a Polish sausage. Ms. Block scraped her knees when she was thrown off balance by the knock of Mr. Simon's bat and took the hot dog down with her, 21-year-old Veronica Peach. Mr. Simon apologized. "I wasn't trying to hurt her," he said. "I'm really sorry about it. I'm not the type of person who hurts people. I was just going to tap the hat of the costume. Unfortunately, she lost her balance. They were running very close to us. I thought they were trying to play with us." Ms. Block was helped to her feet by the Polish sausage and received a standing ovation. "Wow," she said, "just like an injured player." Now, sausage assault can be serious in Milwaukee, but both women settled for a sign bat and a footnote as the best worsts on a baseball field. Please pardon that expression.